Would you look at that confused puppy dog expression on their face? They're so lost and adorable. Let me guess. You think it's twins. It would have to be identical, even down to the same stitch on the inseam of my clothes. Don't worry. It's not two people who have taken you. Just one. Me. You see, there's a bounty on your head, and I decided to be the one to claim it. You are worth quite the pretty penny, my dear. Don't bother asking who sent me. I don't ask questions. I just do my job and take my gold. And you are going for about 4,050 gold right now? Plus, they didn't say I couldn't harm you. All they asked was for you to be delivered alive. And I plan to deliver you, but I also intend to have some fun. I can't resist such an attractive thing tied up in a chair, squirming, trying to get out of their restraints. Struggle all you want. All you are going to do is get bruises. I made sure I tied them extra tight. So, what did you do to get such a bounty? Kill a noble person? Scorn a lover? Rob a place of business? Ooh, or are you going to claim your innocence? I do love when my prey is tied up and saying they are innocent. Like there isn't a warrant for them or a bounty. It's quite adorable. Shows just how gullible you think I am. So what was it? You can tell me. It'll stay between us three. It's not like I care. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Either way, I get my prize and you get whatever is coming to you. Untie you? I think not. That doesn't sound like a good idea for me. What would I get out of it? Your gratitude isn't something either of my forms needs. I just need you alive. I'm resting up for a bit, and tomorrow we start our journey. I'll deliver you while you're bound and gagged and smile as I take my gold and blow you a kiss farewell. Your opinion of me doesn't matter much. We are all doing what we have to do to survive. You found yourself on the wrong end of a deal, my dear. Nothing I nor my double can do to help. Maybe if you learned this spell, it would help you. But something tells me you aren't a spellcaster, or you would be out of those rope bindings already. Unless you need components or something. I think you should keep struggling. It's quite a good look for you. There is no lock for you to pick. There is no way you are slipping out of those. I took all the weapons off you. You are completely helpless. Totally at your captor's mercy. Was that a shiver I just saw? Are you enjoying this? Is this some kind of sick, perverted fantasy you have? Wretched fucking thing you are. It's amazing you survived this long without someone capturing you. Someone taking you as their pretty pet. You'd make such a good one once you were trained. A perfect face, attractive body, and just enough of a personality that it'd be fun to beat it out of you. A deal? What kind of deal? I expect that if you are wanting to make a deal, you are terrified of who put this gold on your head. I won't accept any less than 4,050 gold. If you happen to have that, then you can give it to me, we'll call it even, and you'll never see me or my duplicate again. I figured you didn't have that kind of money. So what's the deal? In your current position, what do you have to offer me that is worth more than 4,050 gold? You? Give me a second. Okay. What makes you think I want you? Just because you are aesthetically pleasing doesn't mean I want you. I want my money. Gold is king. I guess you are right there. You are technically worth 4,050 gold. What exactly are you proposing, dear? A way for you to work off your debts. You would rather be indebted to me and owe me 4,050 gold than be returned to whoever placed that bounty on your head. That must be some awful situation you don't want to be in. What do you offer, skill-wise? Are you good with your hands? Charismatic? Good with a blade? As you can see, I dabble in magic myself, but another magic user wouldn't hurt. I could work with those skills. I don't take the most highbrow jobs. Most of them are gigs like this. More on the illegal side of work than doing good for the better of the world. I could get more jobs done with another person. But I don't know if I can trust you. If I untied you now, what is stopping you from slitting my throat and running away in the middle of the night? You would need to prove it to me, that you would be as loyal as a mutt to me. I cannot deny. You are charming, a silver-tongued devil, if you will. I find that with your type, there is only one way to get the truth out. And it's not with magic, though a zone of truth wouldn't hurt. I'm going to edge you. Both me and my duplicate are going to play with you. Edge you multiple times until you are begging me to come. And then, only then will I make a pact with you. A person is only as loyal as their word. So, prove to me that you will be loyal and serve me until your debt is paid off. Afterwards, you will be free to do as you please. Do you agree? Good. I'm going to have my duplicate be undressed, kneel between your legs, and have her use her hands on you. You haven't earned my duplicate's mouth yet. That is for when you have proven you are valuable to me. Once you have proven you understand how fucking unimportant you are, that if at any point you disrespect me, do not please me, do not obey, or are simply not helpful, I will turn you in for that bounty. You are an attractive face, but good-looking faces are a dime a dozen, my dear. If I can't use you how I see fit, I'll simply dispose of you and find someone else who will. I have a lot of options, my dear. You are just lucky you caught me in a good mood. Don't sour it. You were interesting enough to get my attention, but the real challenge is keeping it. How does my duplicate's hand feel on you? How do my hands compare? Have you ever been with two people before? What about the same person twice? Kissing your neck. Nibbling your ear. Whispering filthy things to you from behind. While the other sits in front of you, edging you, denying you, making you whimper as you try to get closer and closer. Are you going to try to come before she stops? That would be a very, very bad thing to do. That would put you one step closer to revoking my agreement and just selling you off to my employer. Make this worth 4,050 gold to me. You seem to flourish under this much attention. Or do you just know how to put on a good show? I'm sure you've been caught before. How many times have you spread your eager legs to get rid of a bounty out of a sticky situation? You surely seemed eager enough to let me abuse you how I see fit. A glutton for denial? A need to be punished? Or is this just some sort of sick, perverted fantasy? To be treated like a nothing whore from one of the local brothels? To have people like me, people who are so much stronger, so much more important, so much more powerful, use you how they see fit, only to discard you once they're done? If you really are that much of a whore, you should stop getting bounties and just go down to the local brothel. I'm sure once you show the madam your skills, she will hire you in a heartbeat. It's not often the whores they get are as eager to be used as objects like you, my dear. You are a special find. There you go. We're gonna keep edging you. We're going to keep going until I see fit. I find that people break easier drowning in pleasure than in pain. While pain heightens senses, of course, it can be fun, like when I scratch my long, pointed nails down your back like this. It's not the ultimate way to get you where I want you to be. Just pain or just pleasure isn't enough. Especially for someone like you. You need both too, don't you? So let my duplicate bring you pleasure, while I bring you pain. While I harshly twist your nipples and suck a hickey onto your neck. Keep your eyes on her. Good. I think you need more than just that, though. How else will people know that you're a well-fucked slut? If you don't bear the marks of my lips on your neck. There you go. Much better. Feels good, doesn't it? The melting feeling of pleasure and the sharp twinge of pain. I'm sure you want to come already. You want to come so badly, don't you? It would be so easy to just give in, to release, to get what you wanted. Are you gonna release? Yeah. That's why my duplicate's stopping. You don't get what you want. Remember, this is a test to prove you have what it takes to join me. Your whimpers are delicious. And your cheeks, well, they just feel so warm. Are you flushed, my dear? Such a good look on you. Tied up, desperate for me, aching to be used and willing to do anything to come. Duplicate, would you be a doll and start again? Thank you. What? Was that not enough time for you to recover? Surely it must have been. Or did I misjudge how strong you are? Are you so weak-willed that you need more time? I would assume someone that is being given a chance like yours would do anything to be good. You want to be good for me, don't you? So cute. So eager to please. Because you know, if you do, my duplicate will make you come. Once you've earned enough trust, I'll let you use her mouth, and then her pussy. Only then, once I know how loyal you are, how dedicated you are to me. Well, I'll let you play with me. I'll be the one touching you. I'll be the one playing with you, sucking you, fucking you. But right now you're just filth. I wouldn't want to get my hands dirty on someone like you before you prove yourself. Touching someone like you isn't really on my list of priorities. That's why I invoke duplicity. It's so handy for me. I can tease you without ever letting you actually have me. And I know how much you want me. I can see it in your gaze. Your glassy-eyed gaze wants me so badly. And instead, you just get the duplicates. Remember to hold off unless you want me to turn you in for that hefty reward. It would fill my pockets, keep me well fed for months. I wouldn't even have to do a job for a month or two with that kind of money. What makes you so special that I shouldn't live luxuriously for a bit? With such a high cost on your head, you must be special of some kind. But so far, all I'm seeing are the talents of a common street whore. You are having a hard time denying yourself when all I want to do is have some fun denying and edging you. You should be grateful I'm not bringing out my daggers and stuck to the ropes. My daggers, they're so sharp. Just the lightest trace against your skin would be enough to cause blood to start to spill. Would you want that? Do you want me to spill some of your blood while denying you your orgasm? It's quite alright, my dear. You don't need to fear. You don't need to be afraid of me. As I said before, this is about breaking you with pleasure, not hurting you with pain. You respond better to positive reinforcement than threats. At least from what I've observed in the short time I've spent with you. So eager to be told you're good. So desperate to be praised and complimented. Me offering you this deal is a way to prove to yourself that you are worth a damn. That you are worth saving, isn't it? Was that too close to home? Oh, that's quite alright. After all, I'm just getting to know you. How to push you, how to pull you, what buttons you like being pressed. And I'm going to have you as my companion. I need to know every little detail about you. And I'll pull it out of you whether you want me to or not. The more information you tell me, the quicker you'll get to come. Let's start with an easy one. What's your full name? I'll never remember that. I meet so many people and this is only temporary. I'll stick to calling you my dear. How old are you? A year or two younger than me. Got anyone who cares about you? Interesting. I assume I'm safe to take you then. At least while you're working off your debts. What do you do for a job normally? Well, now you are a thief and swindler like me. Part of the scum of the earth. Just temporarily, of course. Unless you decide you love this life too much and don't want to leave me. I understand I can be very convincing. And this lifestyle can be oh so addicting to people like us. Ever been with someone? That's adorable. Have you ever been with a woman like me? I thought you might say that. Are you naturally the submissive? Or only when someone has leverage over you? My dear, it seems like you were waiting for someone to take control of your reins. At least from my viewpoint. Considering your bounty, it doesn't seem you can be trusted to make your own choices. You clearly need a strong and firm hand to guide you. Reward you when you are well behaved. Punish you when you are bad. You clearly aren't capable of belonging to yourself. So belong to me. You are answering all my questions truthfully, so I probably won't have to edge you more than I already planned to at this rate. Of course, I have a few more questions. A few more places to tease before I finally let you come. I know, my dear, I know. You're so frustrated. You can barely think. It's adorable. Such a dumb little slut writhing around in their restraints while my duplicate takes you apart. Oh, so carefully. You two make quite the sight if I say so myself. Why don't you think about this? If this is what my duplicate can do, then what can I do? And more importantly, what can we do together? What filthy thoughts just sprang into your head? Tell me, and don't hold back. I promise I won't blush or be frightened. It takes a lot to frighten a woman like me. Alright. I might be able to make that happen. After you pay off your debt to me, of course. It can be a reward before you're set free. Now you have two goals you are working towards. Pure pleasure and not being an owned person. Back to the questions again. Have you ever been touched by anyone else before me? Don't worry, I'm not a jealous person. I just like to know if I'm handling a used object. Are you normally this much of a slut? So eager to spread your legs for anyone, or is it just because I'm a little bit different? Am I just that intoxicating to you? I figured as much. Either answer was going to make me smile, though. I don't mind using and denying you, keeping you in this position, all worked up, restrained, naked, wanting to come, all while I watch you, tease you, completely dressed and totally in control. Who has your reins, my dear? Say it again. One more time. Very good. Now, do you wish to come? Should I tell my duplicate to finally make you orgasm? Or should I just suck and bite another hickey on your neck while my fingers idly play with your nipples? Feels good, doesn't it? So many sensations going on at once. Your brain's probably overloaded. I didn't quite understand that. Be louder for me. Are you going to remain loyal to me and only me? When I say jump, what do you say? You are going to do everything I ask of you. You will not question me or tell me no. You are with me until your debt is settled. I am doing you a great favor, my dear. Do not take advantage of it or you'll end up on the wrong side of my blade. Duplicates, make them come. That's it. Look into her eyes. Look at how she's playing with you. She wants to make you come. She wants to reward you for answering all my questions and being so honest. Be a good slut. Be a good slut and come. Come when your new owner tells you to. After all, this is all you're good for now. Obeying orders and being my personal whore. That's it. So good for me. That's it. There. So good. So good. So amazing too. You look very good like this. You seem so tired. Are you going to pass out? Where did my duplicate go? I dismissed her. She wasn't really needed anymore. You are far too tired and too weak to even attempt anything right now. Shut your eyes. I'll wake you for dinner. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.